My name is Alana Jelinek, and I'm reading Refugia, A Manifesto for Becoming Autonomous Zones, BAZ, for Caroline Gausden. The date is the 5th of July, 2016. I'm not going to read the whole manifesto. I'm going to really only read those parts that resonate with me, or that I don't find too unproblematic, that resonate with my work at the field in particular. The manifesto starts with a definition from Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, 1976. It says, a place of relatively unaltered climate that is inhabited by plants and animals during a period of continental climate change, as a glaciation, and remains as a centre of relict forms from which a new dispersion and speciation may take place after climatic readjustment. A becoming autonomous zone, BAZ, of desirous mixings and recombinations, splicing female sexual liberation and autonomy with cyberfeminist skills, theory, embodiment, and political activism. A critical space of liberated social becoming and intellectual life, a place liberated from capitalist tailorized production, a space of unregulated, unmanaged time for creative exchange and play, experimental action and learning, desiring production, cooking, eating, and skill sharing. A reducible concept that can be adapted to various climates, economies, and geographical regions worldwide. Any useless space that can be claimed as a refugium, suburban lawns, vacant urban lots, rooftops, the edges of agricultural lands, clear-cut zones in forests, appropriated sections of monocultural fields, fallow land, weed lots, transitional land, battlefields, office buildings, squats, etc. Also currently existing refugia, such as multi-cultivar rice paddies, companion planted fields, organic farms, home vegetable gardens, etc. A postmodern commons, a resistant biotech victory garden, a space of convivial tinkering, a commonwealth in which common law rules. Not a retreat, but a space resistant to monoculture in all its social, environmental, libidinal, political, and genetic forms. Neither a utopia nor a dystopia, but a haunted space for reverse engineering. No. Biotech and transgenic work in refugia will be based on desire, consensual public risk assessment, informed amateur experimentation, contestational politics, nourishment and taste value, non-propriety expertise, convivial delight, and healing.